Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here in the Lord's house this morning. As we think of this week as our Thanksgiving week and draw aside to give special thanks to our Lord for all that He's done to us. And I wanted in our call to worship to read a verse in Ephesians chapter 5. I've been thinking a lot about, especially during the Thanksgiving time, about our words. And we're going to be speaking more about that in our morning service. But what do our words say and express about what we really appreciate and think of our Lord? Well, Ephesians chapter 5, without reading all the verses, I'm just going to read this verse in the middle of the context about walking worthy of the Lord and walking in love and being followers of Christ. It says, verse 3, "But fornication, all uncleanness, or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become a saint." Then in verse 4, this kind of caught my attention, "Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting." Those three words that we'll discuss in a minute have to do with the words that we use, which are not convenient. And then notice the end of the verse says, "But rather giving of thanks." What words do we use? These three words, filthiness, foolish talking, and jesting. In the Greek, the first word has the idea of obscenity or just shameless talk. You just don't say whatever comes out of your mouth, whether it's appropriate, inappropriate, whether it's, something that would be shameful in previous days. A lot of times today are not shameful anymore, and people speak about all kinds of things. It's just shameless. Just speaking and letting your mouth go on those things, an immoral type of talk as well. That second word, foolish talking, has the idea of just idle, unwise, empty, vain, no forethought, just words, just spitting words out. And we, of course, live in a culture with a variety of words, not just vocally, but also written in text format. So the foolish, unwise, idle, just sitting around idly talking. And that last one, jesting, kind of, we would think of it as the idea of joking around and things. But in the Greek, it's actually the word, it's eutrapelia, which means to turn well, which means you easily adapt your language to moods and conditions. You easily can manipulate your words and your talk, and depending on who you're with at the moment, you can talk with this group and you can turn your words really well to match them. And then you can go over to this pious group and you can turn your words well and match them, and you can use manipulative type speech. Instead of using our words for those kind of actions, which seem to be pretty indicative of our world today, that's the way man in his flesh would like to talk. Man in his flesh does speak shamelessly and idly and in manipulative ways. But rather than that, as Paul points out here, let's not focus on just what everybody else talks about and the kind of talk that would normally stem from those in our world, but let's focus on giving of thanks. Do our words come forth that are thankful words, or is it always complaining? Is it always murmuring? Is it always problem? Is it always words of anger? But rather giving of thanks, which means that we're content with what the Lord's given us. And as God's people, these things should not once be named among us, but rather the giving of thanks. And we have special opportunity again, as we take in America, we take time to have a Thanksgiving season. And for, whatever the day is, it's a good day to be off with family and friends, but take time to think and consider of what the Lord's done for us. And instead of just idle, empty, vain speech, let's rather give thanks to our God this time of the year.